You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg.
720, calling our next winner to get those bills paid. So if you're signed up, you're good to go. All you got to do is listen. 720, make sure it's you.
And we are doubling those bills today, so make sure you're listening extra closely for your name all day long up until 620. Hey, so with the invent of the internet, there is the invent of all these crazy conspiracy theories. I don't know if your mom does this, but my dad believes all this crazy stuff, and then he'll tell me, like, once he told me that he heard that they give away free weed to poor people in Berkeley.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, it's he's like, I heard in Berkeley, if you just apply, you can get free weed if you can't afford to buy
it. Where is he reading this?
Like, I don't know where you heard that, but I ain't never heard that. But Berkeley, call in if that's true. I have no idea. But my friend Patty, I talk about her all the time. She was just telling me her boss, who believes the craziest thing I've ever heard. And we have her on the phone. Is it your boss, Patty?
Well, one of my coworkers, actually. And he told me, he was like, hey, you know, I started watching all these YouTube videos. And did you know that at each hole, there's like a big, I don't know, hole in the ground or something, and the people live there. And
you mean in the earth, not in the ground, but in the earths.
Yeah, in the earth. And I was like, are they human? And he said, oh yeah, but they're way more advanced than we are. They're like a super, super human. And I was like, well, why don't they come out and help us then?
Yeah, like, help us. We need help. So what are they there for?
They've created this society. And he goes, oh, and you know, there's also a theory that when Hitler died, that he didn't really die. He went to live with them. And I'm like, well, how are they so advanced that they're hanging out with Nazis?
Yeah, it's like, why would you do that if you're so smart?
Yeah.
I have no idea. And he's like, you know, the government's trying to keep it from us. And I was like, why?
He believes that the core of the earth is hollow.
Yes.
So there's not like, because what we've all learned is like, it's, you know, molten lava or whatever. It's hot, whatever. I don't know. So, but he believes it's hollow in there and people can live.
And like, it's like Wakanda. Like, they have this advanced society underneath the earth's crust.
Yes. And the government is keeping it from us. And that I'm like, he goes, yeah, you know, like the UFOs. And I'm like, okay. And so he said,
what do you mean like the UFOs? What UFOs?
Like the way they keep UFOs from us. They're keeping this from us.
Oh, do they keep UFOs from us?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Is it like that? What's it called? Area 51 or something?
It's like all classified information.
All right. And really, just to go back real quick. So that master race of people or whatever, superhumans, their purpose, he believes, is what?
I don't know. I didn't get to that.
You didn't get to that.
You ran away.
Like, take this in. Like, are you being serious or not? And then I realized he was being serious. So, yeah, I didn't get to ask all the pertinent questions.
All right. Well, maybe see if your friend can have lunch with us someday. I'm very interested in talking to
you. Yes, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, I know. There are a lot more questions.
Yeah, you got to go in a little deeper. Sure.
Little people living in the center of the planet.
The sad thing, Patty, is that your patience for stuff like this isn't like mine. I would have interviewed him for an hour. You walked off.
You ran away? You're like, oh, we didn't get to that.
Like, it's just shocking to me. So it's hard for me to process. Maybe now that I've had a chance to think about it, I would, but I'm just like horrified that someone who seems to be a normal person is telling me this, that it's like it's real.
Oh, wait.
He fooled you.
Didn't you tell me, we got to go, but didn't you tell me that you actually, after you talked to him, did some of your own research?
I mean, I just Googled it, so I wouldn't call it research.
Well, yeah, but you said there are reputable people that kind of have hinted at this.
Right, those explorers or whatever or something. I don't remember.
Lewis and Clark?
Yes.
Lewis and Clark are in there as well.
Yeah, Columbus said something about it.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, Patty and San Leandro.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Dude, I pulled this up on my phone right now. There's a growing community of people convinced the Earth is hollow with a race of superior alien humans, Vikings, and Nazis. So those are the three. The alien humans, the Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings, I don't know. Uh-huh. And the Nazis. They all live in a paradise in the center of the Earth. They even believe that flying saucers and UFOs do not come from the sky, like, you know, most people think they come from Mars or whatever. They actually come from within the interior of the Earth, and then they're sent out to spy on us. And their purpose is to prevent nuclear war from between countries. So they're the ones who are stopping the countries from having a nuclear war.
Girl, how do you get all of this from that?
Google?
No.
Google, that's how I
really
got it.
People really believe that.
And there is a growing community of people who believe this. And there's a guy who's putting together a group to try to go to the center of the earth. And it will only cost you, Shan, $20,000 if you want to go with them.
Oh, my God. They don't have the homie discount?
And I am still shook by what my friend Patty just told us about, that there is a growing group of people who believe that the earth is actually hollow and the people that live in there are a combination of superior alien humans, Vikings, and Nazis. They all are living in paradise. They actually fly UFOs out of the center of the earth. And it says here, I'm doing more and more research on this, more and more people are coming to terms with the fact that the earth is hollow. Who are these people? Because, I mean, I've always learned that in the center of the earth is like, the core is like fire, right? It's like...
Yeah. So, it's like gas and fire and hot.
Yeah. So I'm shook that people think that aliens along... Why aliens, Vikings, and Nazis? Why did they team together to form this...
And people are trying to take trips down there for 20 racks.
$20,000, there's going to be a little trip down there if you want to sign up for that.
A little trip?
A little trip right there. I don't know if you're going to come back. I don't know how you're going to get there. If you're going to dig there. You're going to take one of them UFOs that are flying out of there. Mm-mm. But what's the craziest thing that someone in your life believes? 888-456-9970.
Kyle, your dad thinks what?
He thinks that the earth is flat.
What?
Dude, this is like a big thing now. This is growing and growing.
Here we go again. Like Sherry Shepherd.
No, there's so many athletes that have come out. They believe it.
There's a basketball player who believes the same thing.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal actually said at one point.
No, it's Kyrie Irving believes it. There's like multiple. There's tons of them.
Oh, God. It is embarrassing.
So what does he say? Yeah.
Basically says that it's purely what's in front of his face. That he can tell that the earth is flat. Essentially, that if he wants to try to explain it, it's not that the sun goes around the earth like a sphere. The sun is more like a spotlight. It circles around the North Pole.
Oh my God.
And it's the sun's about 3,000 miles above the flat disk that is earth and is approximately 32 miles in diameter.
Do you tell him that this has been scientifically proven to be wrong?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what he says? He says that he will happily believe the empirical evidence that is in front of his face and his eyes over the mistruths that have been spread by science, like it's a person.
What about, have you ever asked him, like, how does he believe that we can go to, like, China by going the opposite direction?
I think it has something to do with, like, it spins you around or something like that. I don't know, but
what spins around? Like, you get into, like, this...
I don't understand.
A tornado and picks you up and throws you in China?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can bring up all sorts of stuff. I can be like, well, you know, obviously, what about all these pictures from space? You know?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about that. And he's like, oh, that's all a hoax.
I know. You know what? My dad believes all this kind of crap, too. And anytime you bring up any kind of real evidence, then I don't know what he says. It's just like, whatever.
They always have
an
answer.
You can't reason with them. Yeah. You just got to be like, bye.
Yeah, you can't.
You've never showed him like the route that a plane might take.
Why you have to show him is the globe. It's round, like this.
You know, that's because somebody made it round.
Right, exactly. No, that's 100% what I do. I'm like, here's a globe. This is created, and this is what the Earth actually looks like based on, you know, scientific evidence and people being in space. He's like, well, I didn't do that science. I haven't been in space. I haven't seen it. What I see is that when I walk from point A to point B, the Earth is flat.
Wow. Well, he lives a simple life. We'll just leave it at
apparently,
that.
Apparently, yeah.
He lives a very simple
I love that, like, he didn't do the science. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, thank you, and good luck with him.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to need it.
All right.
Yeah, I guess you just can't engage with some people. But Jennifer's on the line. She said that her brother-in-law thinks the same thing, so it's not uncommon. Jennifer?
Hi.
Your brother-in-law thinks the earth is flat as well.
Yes. He went on a road trip. And decided that the earth is flat, that the entire government is a big conspiracy because they don't want people to know about it. They have government fencing surrounding us so that way we can't figure out that it's flat. And they're doing all kinds of weird experiments near the edge of the earth. I have no clue what the hell he was going on, but it was a video that we were taking. He was sitting there. Him and his brother were drinking beers. They're watching Star Wars in the background. It was super funny because you're hearing the background fighting noises and stuff while he's trying to explain this. And then you got his brother over there going, but, dude, we have scientific facts. It's round. There's no way it could be there. You know, prove it, prove it, prove it. He goes, no, you go prove it. The government will stop you. It was this huge argument for like half an hour straight. We were cracking our asses up.
I guess my big question is, why does the government then, I'll buy his theory for a second, but why would the government care one way or the other? Like, why do they want us to think it's round as opposed to flat?
You know, I don't know. I asked that question. He goes, just look it up. Just look it up. It's all over the internet. I'm like,
oh, yeah, so it must be true.
That's what my dad always tells me. You can Google it. I'm like, you can Google anything, Dad. All right, thanks,
Jim. I mean, okay. Everything you read on the internet's accurate, right? I mean, there's no possibility it could be a total sham, right?
Well, I love that they were drinking beer while discussing it. That probably helped.
Yeah, well, you should have heard the background music from the stupid Star Wars when they were doing this.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. If you love Stranger Things, listen up. The trailer is out, and you can check it out on the Fernando and Greg Instagram. But we'll have to wait till summer to watch season 3, July 4th, to be exact. That's actually a long wait because season 2 came out in 2017 during Halloween. But the creators of the show knew the stakes were high, so they wanted to take their time making season 3.
Yeah, because season 2 was sort of convoluted, if I'm remembering correctly.
There's a lot going on.
888-456-9970 if you're a super fan of Stranger Things. And season, I mean, I don't know. You said you were out after like 2 episodes because it was too...
Yeah, I mean, I watched all of season 1. I absolutely loved it.
Which was great.
Yeah, and then I was super excited for season 2. And then they like introduced all these new characters. I'm like, there's too many new people.
They do that a lot with a lot of shows. You know, that season 1 is amazing. And then all of a sudden they think they're going to like, they double down and try to make it like crazier. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I remember season 2. It was those dogs.
Yeah.
Those dogs were, like, getting everybody, and I was just like...
Not into it.
I don't know. I really loved season 1.
Season 1 was the best. 11, all the kids were young. Now they're getting into high school. Can you believe that?
Let me say this and sound nostalgic. There was an innocence about season 1 of Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. And then season 2 got a lot more violent.
Yeah, it did.
And crazy. And,
well, 11 is now wanted because she pissed off that monster at the end of season 2.
Pissed off the monster. You don't want to do that.
So her big moment may come back to haunt her. Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods still aren't... I can change this music. Hold on. That's not for Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods still aren't talking. And at this point, Kylie's given up on making up and moving on. Sources say the former BFFs haven't made any progress in mending their fractured relationship over the past few weeks. And actually, Red Table Talk did more damage than it did good.
Okay, so she sat down with Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett?
Mm-hmm.
Sat down with her Red Table Talk thinking, oh, let me just clear this up on Facebook. That's where you confuse things on Facebook. That's where you make everybody mad on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She should have just sat that out. She should have said, listen, Chloe and Courtney, or not Courtney, what's
Chloe
the other one saying?
Kylie.
Too many K's. Let me tell you, when y'all are ready to talk, I'm ready to apologize. I want to tell you my side and blah, blah, blah. But instead, she went on this Red Table Talk, and I hear that made things 10 times worse.
Yeah, because all they wanted was a sincere apology, but then she went on this show and had to make it all this, like,
she denied it.
Yeah, she did. And that's what they're saying. She should have taken ownership instead of going on this show. Apparently, Jordan's stuff is still at Kylie's guest house, too, but Kylie's ready for her to come pick it up so they can officially go their separate ways.
Think about this, Shan. Mm. What if your best friend cheated with your man or your sister's man, whomever, and instead of coming and talk to you, she made a vlog and put it on Facebook?
That's like, no, absolutely not. You have to talk one-on-one. That's your best friend. You've been
but
best friends
for
forever.
But people don't talk one-on-one anymore.
But who's going to... No, don't go and make a vlog. Don't go on a TV show to get publicity out of it.
I just wanted to hear Shan say, no, don't go on social media. That's all I want. I just wanted Shan to say, social media is bad. That's all I want.
It is. No, I feel for Kylie and I feel for Chloe and... Jordan should have totally done it some other way. But maybe Jordan was also like, they're not talking to me, so this is my only way of getting to them.
Didn't make things go well. I know that they are still fighting, and we might have another big fight on our hands, Shan, because Thursday is
Love Trap Day.
Oh my gosh. Will we get a sweet story, or will we get a knockdown drag out? You'll have to listen next when we get into the love trap. Rain your way, drop, rain, drop. Keep on waking.
This is what you wake up for. 99.7 now. Gotta wish a happy 13th birthday to Julian from his Nana. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to Fernando and Greg in the Morning.
Yeah, thank you. And also, we were just talking about conspiracy theories earlier. That's one of the bad things that's come out of the internet age. However, this is one of the great things that comes out of the internet age. There is a new game you can play on Google, and we did it today, and it is so much fun. As soon as you get to work, you have to do it, and you can call us with your results. So what you do, go to Google, type in Florida man, and then put in your birthday. So, for instance, I did Florida man July 1st. A crazy headline will always pop up. So mine is Florida man July 1st. It comes up, Florida man clings to hood of car traveling 70 miles an hour.
Oh, what?
So you have to do this at work because everything that's crazy comes out of Florida. So maybe not every time, but 9 times out of 10. So, Shan, you did yours, which is March 24th.
March 24th, Florida man attacked by neighborhood squirrel who has residents on high alert.
See?
And there's a video to it, too.
I told you, it comes up crazy. All right, Sal the Rat.
All right, so June 17th, Florida man fights off armed robbers with a machete.
See? Always something crazy. So you simply type in Google, Florida man, and then your birthday, and give us your results. 888-456-9970. But you should have your entire office playing this game today.
Let's get into this one. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, rock
JT.
Rock your body. And we're going to rock your body because Love Trap, it is coming up next.
It's time for the Love Trap.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The Love Trap.
All right, Nia this week sent us an email requesting a love trap. So now we have her up on the phone. Nia, what is up?
Okay, so I basically have proof that my boyfriend has been cheating on me.
You have proof? Well, yeah, what do you need us for?
Okay, well, I mean, I do, but I don't. Okay, so make a long story short, like every night for like an hour, we agree that it's our time to do what we want on the internet. We sit on our phones, look at Instagram, look at Twitter, look at, you know, whatever. We just do our own thing. We're in the same room, but we're kind of doing our own thing.
So that's your hour to social media, and then you go back to being together.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, you end up, like, you know, being, like, basically boyfriend or girlfriend with your social media, not your significant other. So, I mean, okay, and I'll be honest, I've been cheated on before in the past, so I definitely have an antenna out for it. Like, I'm definitely, like, aware of stuff.
You have triggers.
I admit that I am, but the last few nights, he's been acting, I don't know, just a little odd, I would say, and we're sitting there, we're looking at our phones, we're doing our thing, and I noticed through the window, because I can see the reflection of his phone in the window, that he's texting somebody, okay? But he's using WhatsApp.
Oh, and, WhatsApp. Yeah. I told you what WhatsApp last week was, Shan.
I know. I use it with all my friends that live abroad.
See?
But like...
And I can tell that he's doing it. All the text bubbles, they're green, you know? But they're not like the Android green. That's why I know he's on WhatsApp. Like, so I'm kind of sitting there and I'm watching this occur. And I thought it was weird because, like, honestly, like, unless you know somebody in other country, why do you use WhatsApp?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know anybody who uses it.
I mean, what I've always heard is WhatsApp is for cheaters.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. And since I know he doesn't know anyone in a foreign country, to be, like, sitting there texting with someone, I am like, oh, my God, he's cheating on me.
Would did you ask him about it? Like, who's he chatting with on WhatsApp?
Oh, I asked him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I have a WhatsApp app on my phone, but I never use it. Okay, well, that's not true because I looked up on WhatsApp and I found him, and he has, like, this picture of himself with no shirt on.
Whoa!
Okay. Hey!
Right. So, okay, for somebody who, quote, never uses it, he certainly has a nice photo with himself.
Right.
You know, like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's weird.
I mean, so, yeah, it's totally bizarre. So, I mean, I just think, okay, so I brought up already the other thing. I was like, do you have it? And he's like, no, it's no big deal. So then 10 minutes later, this total idiot starts texting someone on WhatsApp. Like, I can tell. And I was like, we're sitting there. We're having our, you know, our supper time. And I was like, so who are you texting? And he's like, oh, I'm just writing a work email. So,
you know what? Shan always says you cannot trust anything in green. No green bubbles, no green WhatsApp, no green.
Nothing. No. You should
I mean, he's obviously lying.
WhatsApp.
Like, what? Why? I mean, he's not typing a work email. I can tell he's texting on WhatsApp. I can tell this, but now he's lying to my face, and now I'm really pissed off. So now I want to catch him in it.
All right.
Oh, all right. Well, it seems like you're pretty sure, so.
Yeah, but you know what? You
I don't
really
know what the hell else it could be.
You could really use a love trap to really sort of find out for sure. Let's get to the bottom of this right now. Chad's going to call, offer the flowers, and set another love trap here in just a couple of minutes. Okay, Nia?
All right.